Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris, a show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and a sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is September the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I'm arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy. And I've been set free from anxiety and fear, pain, discontentment, and all the negative things in life I have been set free from. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff there. So yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. I am so happy that you guys tuned in today, because what I'm sharing can change your life. Now notice, there is a caveat when I say can. It's up to you whether or not you believe it, you receive it, and it bears fruit. So, you know, I've been off and on, let's just say that, because I can't say that I've been consistently talking about the promises that are made to us in Proverbs, the promises for the righteous. But what I have been talking about in my promo all this last week was talking about how perfect love casts out fear. I just feel like I need to address this fear issue, folks, because there is so much fear in this world. And I'm telling you what, if you're feeding on the news on a daily basis, then you have fear in your life. And God's love, and only the love of God, because it's the only perfect love that you will ever experience, is the only one that will cast out fear. Nothing else can make you walk through life without fear, because guess what, folks? Things are getting darker. Things are happening around us that is just mind-blowing. And you know what? I don't watch the news because it troubles my heart. It does not do me any good. And so I choose to spend more time in the Word of God versus in the news. I just want to challenge somebody out there listening right now. Which one are you spending more time in? Are you spending more time in prayer and in the Word of God? Or are you spending more time listening to the news and all the negative reports that we hear? You know, I got to say, a lot of times the stuff that we're hearing is they only pick out the bad stuff. You know, it's crazy, because at the Healing Is Here conference in August at Karis Bible College, we saw a baby raised from the dead. Did you hear that on radio? Did you hear that on TV? No, you didn't, because bad news sells, folks. But I am here to tell you the good news. And I'm going to quote the Apostle Paul, who is in Romans. And he's speaking, and it's his opener. And, you know, I was reading this, and this is what he says in verse 16 of chapter 1 of Romans. This is Paul speaking, and he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." Did you know that word gospel? They didn't even have another word for it, because it was like the too good to be true news. It was not a common word of that day, because there's never any too good to be true news, is there? I mean, just think about it. In your life, how many times have you heard, "Listen, you guys, I've got news that is just too good to be true"? You don't hear it very often. But that's what the word gospel means. And that's what I'm sharing with you. And it can radically change your life, just like it did mine. So it says in verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile." And then he says, "For therein..." What is he talking about? What do you mean, "for therein"? So in the gospel of Jesus Christ, he continues to say, "is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." The justified shall live by faith in Jesus. If you want to be justified, and a layman's term for justified is just as if I'd never sinned. The moment you believe on Jesus, folks, you are justified. It's just as if you've never sinned. God Almighty, your Father God, has taken all your sin and he has cast it. He has buried it in a sea of forgetfulness. He chooses to not remember your sin anymore. And you guys, we got to get our mind focused on these facts, on everything that I feel like I just puke on you guys every Sunday, because I just want you to understand and grab a hold of and believe everything that you're hearing, because it can set you free, especially from fear. But if you're meditating on how this world is going at this moment, man, fear can creep in there. And it says, fear has torment. Now, there's so much to that portion of scripture there in 1 John where it talks about perfect love casts out fear. Because, let me just read it again. That's 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. And then he talks about this perfect love. It says, we love him because he first loved us. Wow, you guys, that is the perfect love. But you know, when it says that fear has torment, how many of you know, and I know I've spoke on this before, but I feel like somebody else needs to hear it, because there are so many of us that are listening to this negative reports, and we are seeing all these bad things happen to us, happen in this world around us, and fear can creep in, you guys. If you have children, you can let that fear creep in, and then all of a sudden you're worrisome and you're fearful for your kids. You can let that fear creep in for your spouse. You can let that fear creep in regards to your parents. Anyways, fear can creep in any moment, and fear has torment. How many of you know that when you're sitting there, you know, it's amazing to me, because some people are like, well, I can't think on the word all day. I got a job. I can't talk to God all day. I've got stuff to do. You know, that would be really nice if I could just be in that place to where I could just do nothing but think about God and his promises and the fact that I'm right with him all day long. Well, tell me this. When you are fearful of something, when you are worrying and you're troubled by something, you ain't got no problem thinking about that all day long, do you? And it's tormenting, isn't it? I know I'm talking to somebody, whether it's dealing with sickness, whether it's dealing with fear when it comes to your kids. I mean, really, fear is at the basis of why you're worrying about your sickness. What's the worst that could happen? You die and go to be with Jesus? Wow. You know, like, we are so fearful of going to the doctor and hearing a bad report. And I think if we could just rest in the fact that by his stripes, we are healed. You know what? If I don't see healing on this side of heaven, then guess what? Every single person has been healed the moment they cross into heaven. I'm just telling you what, there will be nothing missing, nothing lacking. Completely whole. You can experience it here on earth, but only to the degree of how you transform your mind, how you allow the word to transform you. And so there should be no fear in your life, folks. And everything, fear is the basis of everything negative in our life, really. Think about it. If you're self-conscious, if you're too shy to talk to somebody, or if you're, you know, too, if you're hindered to pray for somebody, say you're walking in, and listen, folks, I'm not trying to condemn you or put you down. I have went through this so many times, and it's so frustrating, because you walk into some place and you see somebody and they're obviously in pain, and everything in me is like, go pray for him, go pray for him. Okay, that thought isn't coming from me. That's not something that I'm going to conjure up. No, that is the Holy Spirit on the inside of me telling me to go pray for that person. But here's what enters in: fear. And it's mainly fear of man. You're thinking, what are they going to think of me? What happens if they say no? What happens if they say yes, I pray for them and nothing happens? Oh my goodness, you guys, get over yourselves. And this is what I'm trying to walk out, you guys. I don't have it all figured out, but in so many areas I do. Did you know I can get in front of a crowd of people and make a complete fool of myself? And I don't care, because I know God loves me. I know what he's brought me out of. You want to talk about being a fool? You should have seen me when I was drinking and drugging. I mean, my Lord. And then I was just too sauced to even care what people thought. But now I've just been set free from me. And so am I perfect in it? No, but I'm walking in it, and I'm getting better every day, and I'm getting more secure in the fact that I am right with God. Perfect love casts out fear. And so you're thinking, well, how can I even get there? I feel like you're so in another world than me right now. Number one, you need to listen to last week's episode, or all the episodes before. You need to listen to it. If you need help with that, I can certainly help you out by, if you give me a call at 970-919-0459, or just send me a text message, or send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free, and I can hook you up with my previous teachings, because it's life-changing. And number one, we need to deal with the sin issue, you know, and this is coming from the scriptural basis of John 16. Okay. John 14, 15, and 16 is all right before Jesus is going to be crucified. And he is sharing things with his disciples that I would say is rather important. You know, if I were Jesus and I was about to go to the cross and die, and I was about to leave my ministry in the hands of 12 men. Well, we all know 11 because one was of the devil, Judas. And so, but these are the last words that he's speaking to these guys that are supposed to take this ministry and go forth into the world and change the world and let everyone know the too good to be true news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that in that is the righteousness revealed. Hallelujah. I love the word righteousness, the fact that you're right with God. Anyways, so the things that he's speaking to these disciples, how many of you would say is rather important? Yeah, it's important because it's the last things he's saying to them before he's going to go die on the cross and die for their sins so that they can be born again. And in this, he says, he's telling them about the Holy Spirit, and he talks about how the Holy Spirit will come and reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. So number one, you got to understand your sins are forgiven, you guys. If you want to be free from fear, you have to understand your sins, past, present, and future sins have all been forgiven because of Jesus. So that means you can walk around no more with this sin consciousness, no more with every time you want to talk to God, you feel like you need to repent for 15 things that you did in the last half hour. I'm telling you, I know that because I've been there. I couldn't go to God, man, after I do a piece of stupid. I couldn't go to God for like a week because I was like, you know what? God ain't wanting to hear me. How could I even go to God? You know, I got so sin conscious, meaning I was so aware of my sin and my shortcomings that I couldn't even pray over my food. That's how bad it can get. Like, I would want to pray for my food, right? Because that's how I was raised. I mean, like, that's what we do. We bless the food to our body. And then I got so condemned and so focused on sin and so sin conscious that I would sit down and I would go to pray for my food and I would think, how can I ask God to bless my food when I've done this and I've done this and I've done that? I haven't even taken the time or the effort to talk to God. And then I did that two nights ago. Like all these things, I was so sin conscious. And if you're in that place, I'm not condemning you, but I'm telling you, you need to be set free from it. And you have been. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing missing. There's nothing lacking. In your spirit, you are a new creature. That is who you need to identify with, right? So, you know, if we look at, sometimes we identify ourselves in different ways. I was a party girl for 20 some years. That's how I identified myself. I really, you know, like you think about the cheerleaders. They're like, hi, I'm Bambi, blah, blah, blah. You know, I used to be like, hey, I'm Julianne or Jules or Julie or whatever. And I like to have a good time, you know. That was me. Like when I just said it, it almost gave me chills because that, like, how many times did I say that? And it was the wrong identity. How are you seeing yourself? How are you identifying yourself? When you look in the mirror, do you see a child of God? Do you see a holy, righteous person simply because of Jesus? Because if you don't, you're not understanding the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are not understanding sin. And if you're not able to listen to the rest of this episode, please give me a call at 970-919-0459 or find me on Facebook there at Arrested and Free. If you haven't dealt with this sin issue, you are going to have the wrong identity. How are you identifying yourself? When you look in the mirror, how are you seeing yourself? When you walk into a crowd of people, are you thinking about yourself? Because you really shouldn't. You should walk into a crowd of people and think, God, who should I speak to today? Is there somebody that you want me to speak to? Because God, make me usable. And guess what? The moment you get usable, he will use you. But until we balance, until we like have it set in stone in our hearts that this sin issue, that sin has been dealt with once and for all through the body of Jesus. You need to read Hebrews. You need to get your mind and your thoughts in this motion. And after so many years, if you've always done the condemnation thing and let your mind go there, it's going to be hard at first. But the more you do it, the more you start believing it, the more you start seeing changes in spite of what you're doing. In spite of what you're doing, you're understanding your sins are forgiven. And then the next step, according to John 16, is righteousness. And that's understanding how right you are with God. And look, it builds on each other. I love how God does it in his word. You know, it's just always amazing to me how he does it. So number one, you cannot understand how right you are with God unless you understand that the sin issue has been dealt with. And there is fear in that, folks. And that scripture in 1 John, it talks about this fear, and fear has torment. If you think that God is dealing with you based on your actions, and I know you've heard it, but you need to hear it again and again until you start believing it. If you think that God is dealing with you based on your action, if you don't have this sin issue settled in your life, you cannot understand how right you are with God, and there's torment in that. Because what is going to knock you off your path with God? What is going to piss God off so bad that he doesn't want a fellowship? It can get down to just having a bad thought. It can get down to, you know, Andrew Womack, he talks about, he was such a religious Pharisee growing up, and he never cussed. He's never said a word of profanity. He's never taken a drink of liquor. And it's not that any of that stuff is bad, but he was just so scared of losing his right standing with God that he said that he went into a stall, a bathroom stall, and saw something dirty written on the bathroom stall. And it took him like a week to get past it. He was repenting simply because he had read it. He didn't write it. He didn't do any of that. But see, where does that line at, you guys? A little leaven leavens the whole lump. If we say, well, God's only judging us on the big sins. Well, what's big? What a big sin is to you may not be what a big sin is to me. So there's no set standard. But that's why God the Father sent Jesus the Son to die for your sins. It's the great equalizer to say there is no line that you cross over. There's only one thing that God is judging you on, folks, and that's whether or not you believe on Jesus to be your righteousness. Whether or not you believe Jesus is the Son of God, that God sent him to earth to die on the cross for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead on the third day. That's the only thing you're being judged upon. But unless you believe it, understand it, it will not bear fruit. And so you will be in torment in your relationship with God. And you may not think you're in torment with your relationship with God, but remember that Bible study I went to? That lady was so in torment of whether or not she was right with God. And she's preaching the exact opposite of the gospel of Jesus Christ. She was saying, we got to figure out how we can live according to the law to get us to heaven. Jesus is a starting place, but he's not the way. You know, and it's really antichrist. And then the more I talked with another aunt and uncle from Utah, they mentioned how it was Mormon. So that totally makes sense. So anyways, getting back to perfect love casts out fear. That's the whole idea for this message, folks. And it's not how much you love God. It's not how much you love your spouse. It's not how much you love your children. It is the perfect love of God for you. It is perfect. And it's perfect because Jesus came and he died for your sins. And if you believe that, then you're going to walk free from all this junk that's in your life. That's how I can say I've been set free from all the negative things that happens to us in life. It's because I understand God's perfect love for me. As I've been talking, folks, you know, it's like God just revealed this to me from what I've been talking about, from John chapter 16, where it's kind of like it's a stair-step process. So first, we got to deal with the sin. Sin is done. It's dealt with. Number two, righteousness. That's understanding your right standing with God. And number three is judgment. And so you cannot walk in full judgment. That's judging the world because the prince of this world has already been judged. That you don't understand your authority until you understand how right you are with God. But if we jump over here to 1 John chapter 4 again, but we're going to jump back a scripture to verse 17. It says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment." Isn't that amazing? Because as he is, so are we in this world. It all comes back to your authority and your judgment once you understand how right you are with God. Because as Jesus is, so are we in this world. That's how right you are with God, folks. And some of you, like the hair stands up on the back of your neck, because for years it did for me. As I was walking through this process and I would go to Charis Bible College and I would hear these amazing things, it was almost like the hair on the back of my neck was standing up, because I was like, how can I say that as Jesus is, so am I in this world? You know how I can say it? Because in my spirit, that is 100% truth. In this world, as Jesus is, so am I in this world. And for you that are listening that have believed on Jesus, you have faith in Jesus, you may have went out and had an all-nighter, you may be coming down from a coke high, maybe you smoke crack and you did all the mess that comes with smoking crack. Maybe you've done meth for the past 3 days. Maybe you're just getting home from the bar and you're hearing my voice for the first time. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter what you did last night, doesn't matter what you did last week. If you've believed on Jesus, then in your spirit, at this very moment, you are identical to Jesus in the spirit. As he is, so are you in this world. But you're not going to understand it. You're not going to see the fruit of it unless you start getting your nose in the word, unless you start talking to God and asking him to reveal this stuff to you in the midst of your high. I'm telling you, I am so not religious. And I'm pretty sure by now, most of the religious folks that's even tried listening to me have given up on me and they're changing the channel. And, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that they're not staying tuned in because they are in bondage. Religion is bondage, folks. And I'm not preaching religion. I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, where the power therein is the power of God unto salvation. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. To everyone, Jesus was the great equalizer, folks, so that's what I'm preaching. I'm preaching the too good to be true news, and you can walk through this life without fear. So I'm going to just quote that scripture one more time. That's the scripture I'm going to leave you with today. It's 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. You know what, you guys? I don't care if there's terrorists out there. You know what? Because I am so engulfed in the love of God that is going to protect me. I have no fear. I don't even know how to tell you what it feels like to not have fear. What it feels like to not have anxiety. What it feels like to not have discontentment. You can live that life, but you got to understand your sins are dealt with. You got to understand that you're right with God. And once you understand that perfect love, all that fear is gone. I have a question for you today. Last week, you know, I asked you what kind of fears you have that you are currently dealing with. And this week, I want to hear what kind of fears have you overcome because you're understanding the stuff that I'm talking about. I just want to hear, like, testimony time, folks. Lay it on me. I want to hear how this was a revelation to you and that you, in some instance, some circumstance, I want you to think about it because I know if it happened to you, it's personal. I'm not going to share it on the air. I just want to hear about how you have gotten a revelation of how much God loves you, and now all of a sudden you don't have any fear there. Because if you're listening to what I'm saying and if you're letting it take root, you are going to have this. So make sure and tune in next Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, immediately following Focus on the Family. And I just want you all to have a great week. So we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye.
I know, you are the reason why, the world's so beautiful. And I know.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Reason why the light shines all around.